Importance of cultivating the five spiritual faculty. This one we already went through. The Buddha said in order to understand his spiritual teaching, you need to develop the five spiritual faculties. Yeah, these are spiritual faculties that can allow you to understand his spiritual teaching. The reason being, when you have these five spiritual faculties developed, the five spiritual faculties are Sadda, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya. You have this developed, it will counter the opposite five, the mental hindrance. The mental hindrance are the five opposite mental states that will hinder your mind from entering the meditative state. That's why when you have the hindrance, you cannot meditate, you cannot understand spiritual teaching. Where they hinder your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness to receive the Dhamma, to receive the truth, to receive the spiritual teaching. So understand this clearly. See the importance of cultivating the five spiritual faculties and develop it. Because the advice of the Buddha, all his essential Dhamma, the teaching, every time you start a Dhamma class or an event or hold any Dhamma discussion or seminar, usually the Buddha would advise us to start with puja. Puja is devotional practice, devotional offerings. So when you develop this puja, you actually are cultivating the five spiritual faculties. Then you also develop the 10 meritorious action to complement your cultivation. So this five spiritual faculty is to remind you of the triple gem. So the first one is the faith in the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. So the first spiritual faculty is faith. So our devotional practice and puja, they all bring us back to the triple gem. That's why we make an offering to the triple gem. We pay respect to Lord Buddha. Then we take refuge. We chant the salutation to the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. Then we renew our precepts. Then after that, we reflect on the significance of all the essential Dhamma item that we offer to the triple gem, like the flower, the clear water, the incense, fruits, and many other things. So all this has its significance, and it reminds us of the cultivation, the essential Dhamma. Then after that, we will also make aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all this offering. Then we listen to Dhamma, we straighten our view, we meditate, we transfer merit, we share merits. Then we provide service to the Buddhist community and we help out in the various wholesome activities, especially on Vesak Day. Then apart from Vesak Day, you can do all this wholesomeness at whatever Buddhist activity that you are having. Like our Tuesday class, Thursday class, Sunday class, monthly house dana sharing. And also we can also have our spiritual trip, annual retreats and other things. All these are occasion for developing the training of the mind to develop the spiritual faculties. So Sadda, once it's developed, it will drive us to cultivate. And this devotional practice, the puja, covering all the activity of listening to the Dhamma, meditation, straightening your view, developing the 10 meritorious action, will give us the understanding. Then the faith will strengthen. Yeah, when we investigate into Dhamma, the Dhamma stand out the investigation, then the faith become very strong. So Sadda will lead to Virya. Virya will actually strengthen our faith. because we will train our mind to be mindful. And when we are mindful, that is the third spiritual faculty. We can use it to investigate Dhamma. And when the Dhamma stand up to investigation, our faith becomes strengthened, unshakable. Then sati, when stabilized, it will lead to samadhi. Samadhi is the collectedness of mind, the unwavering mind, that can actually be stable in the midst of life. At the moment of sense experience, there we have samadhi. The mind is collected and unwavering, even not stirred at the moment of sense experience. That is, when we see something, hear something, smell something, taste something, tactile feel something, or recall or think of something, the mind is collected and unwavering. It will not stir and react to sense experience. It will not arise the duality of light and this mind, pleasant and unpleasant sense experience. So this ability to be in the state of samadhi will bring forth the condition for you to stabilize your daily mindfulness. Daily mindfulness can only stabilize when you have developed the initial wisdom not to stir your mind, not to react to sense experience. Initially, you need samadhi to allow you to develop the initial wisdom so that you can see things as they are and straighten your view. That ability to see things as they are, to straighten your view, will lead you to the initial wisdom. Then later on, from there, your daily mindfulness will stabilize. And then you can have sati sampajana, means not only you are mindful, you also have clear comprehension. That is to prevent you from deviating, from being deluded. So the four type of clear comprehension as taught by the Buddha is very important. Yeah. Then with sati and samadhi and this ability to insight into phenomena, you will develop wisdom, the last spiritual faculty. And when the five spiritual faculty is developed, the mental hindrance cannot arise. They will cease to be. That's how you develop the training of the mind to transform. And with the spiritual faculty, you can understand spiritual teaching very easily. Then you can meditate very easily. Because when the mental hindrances are no more, the spiritual faculty will take over. That's why you will be in the meditative state straight away. Technically, like I explained, you don't need to have an object of meditation or a method or a technique to anchor your mind, to train your mind. Because the spiritual faculty will enable you to have sadha, virya, sati, mindfulness, and samadhi. So when you have this spiritual faculty, especially wisdom, your mind becomes collected, unwavering, and in the meditative state of sati. You are ever mindful, constantly meditating. That's how you become heedful. And this is what meditation is all about. So meditation is very useful when you develop the understanding of it. So spiritual faculty is the first thing that you must develop. Then faith can also be developed through understanding who the Buddha is, like what I explained in the talk, significance of Vesa. Why is the Buddha so unique? Why is his birth commemorated? Why is his enlightenment very auspicious and commemorated? Why is his advice after his parinibbana, before his parinibbana, is so widely spoken and shared with cultivators and the world? So all this will help you to develop the faith. Yeah, when you understand who the Buddha is, that's why his birth become very significant. He is not only a great thing, he's a very unique thing, very rare. Because of his great virtue and wisdom, born of great period, long period of cultivation, many world cycle, almost 3¾ coming to 4 world cycle, asankhaya kappas. And because of that extensive cultivation and perfection of wisdom and virtue, which covers the 10 perfection. You can say at that time when he arrives, he is the wisest and the most virtuous living being ever to be born. So to have him as our teacher, we will have a lot of gratitude towards him. We will have a lot of compassion and respect for him. So this gratitude and compassion towards such a great being will strengthen our faith and make our faith unshakable. Because to have such a great teacher is indeed very rare. So that gratitude is very strong. Then when you appreciate what he has taught us, his teaching is so unique. He not only can let you understand life and live the noble life, he can also bring about enlightenment in the here and the now to liberate your mind so that you can be free of all suffering. So this teaching is really, really very beautiful. Then you will cherish his teaching. You will cherish his advice. That's why this gratitude, respect, they will come naturally. Then your sadda will be very strong. That's how you develop the first spiritual faculty. Then when you see the importance of his teaching, you will arise a spiritual zeal or tenacity to go and develop this cultivation. And when you strive on faithfulness, you will develop sati, the third spiritual faculty. And when you train yourself until the sati become very stable, you will realize the fourth spiritual faculty, which is samadhi. Then when sati and samadhi stabilize, you will awaken. You will see things as they are, develop the awakening or the wisdom, the understanding. So this is how the spiritual faculty can be developed.